This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 2,000 teachers are expected to rally at the state capitol today. Some schools will be closed while teachers are absent. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Adams 12, Boulder, and Summit County schools will close after enough teachers indicated they plan to take a personal day to rally. Denver Public Schools released a list of dozens of schools that will remain open, but others, including all comprehensive high schools, will close. School leaders and teachers are worried about possible state budget cuts because lawmakers must shave more than $1 billion to balance the state budget. The governor's office, top lawmakers, and school districts are trying to hammer out a plan that protects schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Classes are also canceled today in Aurora. Inside the Capitol, a state House committee advanced a bill Wednesday to allow some apartment buildings in the state's largest cities to be built with only one staircase. Supporters say that would lower construction costs and make it easier to build larger units more suitable for families. Democrat Andy Bazenecker.
We know that we desperately need more affordable housing opportunities in the state of Colorado. I would like to suggest that one of the ways we can accomplish this is on the front side of that by building buildings that are inherently more affordable simply by the design they incorporate.
A similar bill failed last year with opposition from fire chiefs. Sponsors say they've made adjustments since then, but some firefighter groups still oppose the bill. Pueblo's police chief says the legislature is partly to blame for an incident Tuesday that put three police officers in the hospital. They were involved in a shootout with a suspect who was wanted on attempted murder. The suspect was killed. The officers were wounded. Pueblo Police Chief Chris Noller says the suspect was out of jail on bond on three felony charges.
Our officers were ambushed and shot by a malicious person who should have been in jail but wasn't because of our soft-on-crime legislation and bonds.
The violent crime rate in Pueblo is higher than in other Colorado cities. We'll hear more on that situation later this morning. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.